Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
It's me, it's the D-O-double-G, the road dog, Jesse James, and by my side, as always, is that B-A-double-D-A-double crooked letter, badass Billy Gunn. Together we are the New Age Outlaws, and you're listening to the VOC Nation, and if you ain't down with that, we've got two words for you. Suck it.
VOC Nation provides live daily streaming shows where fans have the ability to interact with the hosts and guests by phone call, email, and Twitter. VOC Nation hosts include the legendary Ken Resnick, who you probably remember from the AWA and WWE, former WCW performer The Maestro, Wes Frisco, who you probably remember from Impact, Brady Hicks, who you remember from Pro Wrestling Illustrated, former WWE and TNA star Shelly Martinez, and former Philly radio personality Bruce Wirt. VOC Nation's two most popular shows are Wrestling with History, featuring Ken Resnick and Bruce Wirt, streaming live on Wednesday nights at 9:30 Eastern, and, of course, In the Room, featuring Pro Wrestling Illustrated's Brady Hicks and WCW alum The Maestro. And, by the way, both of these shows take callers live during the show. What are you waiting for? Go listen live right now at VOCNation.com and subscribe to all of our podcasts by searching for VOC Nation Radio Network on your favorite podcast app. Oh, and follow them on Twitter, too, at VOC Nation.
What do you mean? I'm not arguing with you. I know you're the producer, but where are they? Killer Ken Resnick? The legendary Killer Ken Resnick, who has never missed a broadcast, isn't here? What about Voice of Choice, Bruce Wirt? That none of them have joined us? He's out doing something fishy? You want me to do this? I'm not... 5, 4, 3, 2, what? Oh, hello, everyone. This is Bill Apter, and welcome to a special edition of Wrestling with History, the podcast that you've been enjoying with me and the voice of choice, Bruce Wirt, and the legendary AWA and WWF broadcaster, Ken Resnick. And today, I'm doing this broadcast alone. And hold on a minute, the producer's giving me a piece of paper here explaining where Killer Ken and the voice of choice, Bruce Wirt, are. Killer Ken Resnick, he writes, is getting his very first COVID-19 vaccine, the first of two. That is great. I'm glad that he's doing that. Nice going, Ken, and I hope all our listeners are also getting your COVID-19 protection. Yeah, go ahead and do that. And the voice of choice, Bruce Wirt, is doing something very fishy. So there's no details on that. So again, this is Wrestling with History Worldwide, as the voice of choice always says, here on the VOC, Radio Network. And I am so glad that I'm part of the VOC Network. Yeah, I mean, great shows. Go to VOCNation.com. And you can check out all the great podcasts and videos and lots of new things going on, lots of things going to be happening in the next few months that we're going to want you to know about. But right now, the name of this is Wrestling with History. And you tune into this to listen to history. Bruce Wirt and Ken Resnick have been doing this podcast before they brought me on for quite a while. But you know what? When they're talking about Wrestling with History, they are not going back as far back as Wrestling with History for me In other words, I'm quite a bit older than both of them, not both of them put together, but I grew up in another era. I mean, they've been covering the 80s and other years, but I grew up watching wrestling. I was, about 12 or 13 years old, so I started watching wrestling in the late 50s. Yeah, I really did. I remember buying my first wrestling magazine, Wrestling Review, published by Stanley Weston, the man who would eventually become my mentor and bring me into the wrestling publishing business. But I got that probably somewhere around 1959. But my heroes back then, my wrestling heroes, were people that to this day I think of and how great they were and how I wanted to be just like them. So I want to mention a few of them to you. The first one was a guy named Antonino Rocca. And Antonino Rocca was brought to the United States by a couple of wrestling talent agents from Argentina. And Rocca didn't speak great English when they brought him to the United States. He was the guy who originated the first guy that ever came into wrestling and did the flying drop kick. He was barefoot. He was very hairy. A lot of people thought he looked like an ape. but he was so exciting to watch in the ring. His interviews for years, as I mentioned, he didn't speak English well, but then he would start talking like this and put in little words like, well, you know, my opponent is a papagayo. He talks a lot like a parakeet. But his ring work was incredible. Flying drop kicks. The first guy I ever saw jump up on an opponent's shoulders and do a rollover and pin the guy. First guy I ever saw do a body press off the top ropes. And he was amazing. He was absolutely amazing. And one of the things that was said about him, part of the lore of him, was that he had his legs insured by Lloyd's of London for like $1 million. And I idolized and admired him so much that I asked my mother and father, Nathan and Sylvia Apter, can I please get my legs insured just like Rocca? Because I want to be a wrestler and I want to be, I have my whole gimmick down. It was going to be a Bouncy Billy Apter. Yeah, that's what it was going to be. But my parents wouldn't even give me $1.50 to do that. So they told me they'd spend their money on education for me, which, rest their souls, they were doing the right thing. So Rocca was my favorite good guy. When it comes to bad guys, there was no one better, and I loved to hate him. And I became friends with him ages and ages and ages after. And I'm talking about the original Nature Boy, Buddy Rogers. There was nobody like Buddy Rogers. Sorry. I mean, Ric Flair, who inherited the Nature Boy name, woo! Incredible, but not Buddy Rogers. Now, I'm going to start off with the way Buddy Rogers looked. He had a magnificent body, and he would put oil all over his body before he got into the ring, which was detrimental to his opponents, of course, because he could slip and slide out of a lot of holds. But when he came to the ring, holding with his blonde hair glistening in the lights and his body shining through the lights and a towel in his right hand, and with a very slight strut, not a big strut, but a slight strut, and pointing with his other hand up at his temple that, you know, he's got brains, and then getting into the ring and reacting to the fans at Madison Square Garden or Sunnyside Garden, wherever I went to see him, and just the sight of him it was magnificent. And then his matches, he took a beating through 90% of his match, and he always came back to win. And I'm going to talk about some of his opponents in a minute, but I want to talk about his interviews. he could cut a great interview. But with him, when I was growing up, was a man who just died recently. And I'm taping this on February 9th, 2021. About a month ago, Bobby Davis, legendary manager, was his buddy's manager. And Bobby Davis would talk to him, talk for him sometimes on the microphone when Ray Morgan was holding the microphone from Washington or Bridgeport, Connecticut, where the matches were on TV. And Bobby Davis would yell, "Mr. Morgan, my man Buddy Rogers will destroy." But then he'd put Buddy on. And Buddy just had that, "Well, let me tell you something, Mr. Morgan. This guy, Eduardo Carpentier, might have a body, and he might be able to wrestle, but he doesn't have the brains up here." And that's where Rogers would excel, pointing to his temple again. Opponents. He wrestled everybody. The most exciting opponents that I saw him against was Johnny Valentine, Greg Valentine's father, because he had that elbow smash, and he called it the Atomic Skull Crusher. Oh, man, he was devastating, and Rogers would just cower and beg Valentine not to hit him with it, and eventually Rogers would hit him low and get him in the figure four leg lock and finish him. Yeah, figure four leg lock. Buddy Rogers was the originator of the figure four leg lock. Flair got it from him. Now, there is a controversy because Eddie Graham once told me that he invented the figure four, but I believe that Buddy Rogers was the... When Buddy told me that, I believe it was Buddy Rogers. So let's go to another opponent. Buddy Rogers used that figure four, and the first guy to reverse that was a guy named Cowboy Bob Ellis. It was amazing because he did that at Madison Square Garden, and we went crazy. Nobody had ever reversed the figure four leg lock, and Ellis also used the bulldog headlock, and he almost pinned Buddy Rogers, but he didn't do it. On TV, Rogers would lose to guys like Larry Shane and other guys who weren't top contenders, but they were in non-title matches. Rogers against Bearcat Wright, Sweet Daddy Siki. Oh, he was just absolutely magnificent. I always wanted to be Buddy Rogers. If I couldn't be Rocca, I wanted to be Buddy Rogers. If I couldn't be Buddy Rogers, I wanted to be Rocca. And I got to meet Buddy in 1979 when he was working at Jim Crockett Promotions, and we became dear, dear friends. And man, when you talk about legends and that I grew up watching, the Nature Boy was it, brother. Yeah, the original Nature Boy. I also want to talk about one of the great tag teams of all time that I rarely hear anybody talking about back from those days. Of course, there were great tag teams like Mark Lewin and Don Curtis. They were amazing. The Fabulous Kangaroos, the original ones, Al Costello, Roy Heffernan, and their loudmouth but loquacious manager, Wild Red Berry. Oh, he was an incredible manager. But one of the teams, a lot of people don't, and the Graham brothers, Jerry and Eddie Graham, of course, but one of the teams very few people seem to remember is the Bastien brothers. Red Bastien and his half-brother, Lou Bastien, who was Lou Klein. They were unbelievable tag team. Their theme was Vendi Vicky Vicky, or however you pronounce it. We came, we saw, we conquered. And they had feuds, blood feuds, against the Graham brothers. And I remember one night at the Capitol Arena in Washington, D.C., I wanted to see this match so badly. It was going to be the Graham brothers against the Bastiens, and the Bastiens brought something like $5,000 in silver coins that they were going to give to any team that beat them, and the Graham brothers came into the ring and got the money and threw it out to the fans, and they had a bloody confrontation with the Graham brothers. Oh, never forgot it. Rocca, by the way, one of his great feuds was against an imitation Rocca that was brought in by a promoter named Jack Pfeffer, and that was the Amazing Zuma. They had a great feud, too. Well, I wanted to go back to the late 50s and early 60s because, again, the voice of choice, Bruce Wirt, Ken Resnick, they weren't around to see what I grew up watching. And I'm going to do this again one time. I'm going to come on and discuss more 50s and 60s if you really like that. Let them know, of course. Go to VOCNation.com. So what I'm going to do right now is I'm going to throw this to something I think you'll love. Back in 1970, I started doing the very first pro wrestling radio show ever on radio, on WHBI 105.9 FM. And it was shortly after I started working for the magazines Inside Wrestling and The Wrestler. And I found one of my old episodes. And I'm not sure what's on it, but I want you to hear it. So before there were podcasts, there was radio. And this was my very first radio show. Again, it was on WHBI 105.9 FM, and it was sponsored by Inside Wrestling and The Wrestler, the magazines that I worked for, the magazines for wrestling fans. So this is Bill After. We're going to go to that now, and I want to let you know that we will be back on our regular schedule next week, both on here on the VOC Nation Radio and on the VOC Nation video channel on YouTube. And by the way, make sure you go to YouTube and you type in the search field VOC Nation, put a space between the two of them, and you'll see some of our past shows on video. They're drawing over 3,000 people every week. And please subscribe. Yeah, and tell them Wonderful Willie Bill After sent you. And that's about it. We're going to go to the radio show, but, you know, I got to do my sign-off. We'll see you at the matches eventually. Let's go to the radio.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial. And with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown. And through adaptable problem solving, we do just that. Learn more at Marines.com.
Welcome to Inside Wrestling. Brought to you by promoter Vince McMahon and by the magazines for wrestling fans, Inside Wrestling and The Wrestler. Hi, I'm your host, Bill After, and each week we'll be down here at ringside bringing you exclusive interviews and up-to-the-minute news on exactly what's happening in the wrestling world. And now, here's what's happening, baby. Promoter Vince McMahon tells us that Pedro Morales will defend his newly won World Heavyweight Championship against Big Black Jack Mulligan on the next show at Madison Square Garden. Before Pedro won the title from Ivan Koloff, we asked Mulligan's manager, the Grand Wizard, what he thought of the Latin favorite.
Well, let me ask you something. If, by any chance, Pedro Morales, let's say...
Hello?
Morales.
Are you kidding?
Or Koloff could Blackjack defeat Koloff or Morales?
He could take Morales and Koloff in the same night and beat both of them two straight falls within 20 minutes' time. There is no question in my mind about that.
Do you get along with Koloff's manager, Lou Albano?
I do not even speak to or acknowledge his presence. To me, a lowlife like that does not exist.
Okay, thank you very much, Grand Wizard, right?
It has been your pleasure, my friend.
Hey, wrestling fans, in the March issue of The Wrestler, Jack Briscoe tells it like it is in an exclusive interview we did with him at Madison Square Garden. Here's a segment from that interview as we asked Jack who taught him the figure four leg lock.
I picked it up from my partner that I have tonight, Eddie Graham. He mastered the hold from Rogers and became very successful with it, and he taught it to me, and it seemed to make all the difference in my career.
Hey, for the full exclusive interview with Jack Briscoe, that fantabulous new star, be sure to pick up the March issue of The Wrestler on sale right now. This week's question of the week was submitted by Mr. Joseph Petrone of the Bronx, New York, who wanted to know what wrestlers like to do in their spare time. So we asked this question to Gorilla Monsoon, Chief J. Strongbow, and then to the Grand Wizard.
My best hobby is trying to get spare time. I spend most of my time trying to get spare time. I like to fish, and I like to bowl, and I like to spend time with my family, my children, but I really don't have as much time as I would like to have.
All right, what does the chief like to do in his spare time?
I play golf and bowl, stay home if I can.
Blackjack Mulligan, what does he like to do in his spare time?
Count his money, just like I do.
Wrestling fans, be sure to take advantage of this special offer. If you have a question you'd like us to ask your favorite wrestler, jot it down on a postcard and send it off to TV Sports, Box 58, Rockville Center, 11571, New York. If we use your question on the air, we'll send you absolutely free the current issue of Inside Wrestling or The Wrestler. We'll give you that address again at the end of the program. One of the meanest guys in the country is the Black Demon. The Black Demon loves to wear that mask of his, and you're probably wondering why. Here's the Black Demon.
Why do I wear a mask? Because I don't want to be disrupted by females. I'm the most handsome man, a perfect body, and a perfect mind. Well, that's me. A perfect mind plus this handsome face. I've got everything. I don't want to be disrupted by these females when I'm wrestling, so I wear this mask.
That was Mr. Modest himself, the great Black Demon. Hey, Irish Mike Rosenberg tells us that the next show at Sunnyside is Saturday afternoon, February 27th, with Pedro Morales meeting the Wolfman. Call Irish Mike at EX26262 and make your reservations right now. And one of the newer faces to the New York area is Gene Dubois. Gene is also the manager of the wrestling bear Terrible Ted, who was just put in jail. Here's Gene to explain.
Can you imagine that? So I bailed. He's out on bail now, 3,000 cash bond.
Didn't he try and get out of there?
Well,
how can you stop a bear from getting out of jail?
Well, we could have got him out of jail, but that would just compound a felony, you know. And I didn't want to go on the work gang. Ted didn't want to work on the gang either.
And those are the bare facts. Hey, we're just about out of time. Remember, if you have a question you'd like us to ask your favorite wrestler, drop a card to TV Sports, Box 58, Rockville Center, 11571, New York. If we use your question, you'll get absolutely free a copy of the current issue of Inside Wrestling or The Wrestler. This is Bill Apter, hoping you'll join us again next week for another version of Inside Wrestling.
This is the Slickster, the Doctor of Style, and you're listening to VOC Nation.
Check out In the Room.
Every Tuesday night at 9. Listen in.
Pro Wrestling Illustrated's Brady Hicks, former WCW star Stro Maestro, Cavi Fist, Matt Grimm.
And you know Ray are there too, right, Ray?
We sure are, and we've got great guests like Lex Luger, AJ Styles, Taku, and more. It's a heck of a party. Plus,
I didn't get thrown off buildings.
And then
I didn't get pregnant either.
Sometimes I think it gets so ridiculous.
We were getting into, like, snuff film territory there.
In the Room.
9 p.m. Eastern on VOC Nation.
Wrestling with History, the voice of choice, and Killer Ken Resnick.
When I die, they're going to open me up and find about 2,000 undigested Northwest Airline cheese omelets.
Mr. Chris Cruz, what's going on?
Jesus, how did I get roped into this?
General Adnan went to school with Saddam Hussein.
He cried, I cried, he cried, and who could have cried?
Adnan lost a lot of family in the Iraqi war.
Everybody loves Granny.
Wow. Yeah, see, a lot of people don't know that.
Yes, Dylan, you guys are busting me up.
Catch Wrestling with History with Ken Resnick and I live on VOCNation.com Wednesday nights at 9:30 Eastern Time, or listen to the podcast by searching VOC Nation Radio Network on your favorite podcast app.
Stadium Journey, the worldwide leader in stadium reviews for the traveling sports fan, is proud to present the Stadium Journey podcast on VOC Nation. Join us as we talk with prominent figures from around the sports world to discuss issues pertaining to sports travel and stadiums around the globe. New episodes air on VOC Nation Wednesdays at 6 p.m. Join Paul Baker, Dave Cartney, Mark Viquez, Dan Calachico, and guests from throughout the sports world on the Stadium Journey podcast on VOC Nation.
On Wrestling with Problems, we deal with two things, wrestling and problems. On the wrestling side, we cover the major fads as well as the indies. As far as problems go, we cover our problems, American problems, and world problems. Sometimes the problems are even related to wrestling. Every week, comedian King David Lane and wrestler promoter Chris Best discuss the best and especially the worst in the world of wrestling with a heaping dose of comedy. Check us out live on VOCNation.com or on iTunes, Stitcher, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Each and every Thursday night, check it out. WCW star Stro Maestro takes you on a journey. It's WCW Retro. Talking old school match of the week, talking dream matches, taking your calls and looking back on an incredible career of acting, entertaining, and wrestling. Check it out. VOCNation.com. WCW Retro. Be sure to call in Thursday nights, 9 Eastern, on the VOC Nation Radio Network.
Yo, this is Jerry Stags of the Nasty Boys. Yeah, Brian Knobs here. You get nasty? Well, listen to the VOC Nation, baby, because it's about to get nasty all around and up in this mother. Get ready. Nasty Sensation is coming at you.
The worldwide leader in entertainment. This is the VOC Nation Radio Network.